Tim Johnson the king of cheap. That's what I said, and he's got a book out. How to get rich by being cheap. Wouldn't you like to find out? I certainly would. Tim, good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, good, Tim. How are you?
No, I said thanks for having me.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. But anyway, I watched a video yesterday afternoon, and I was on the floor. I couldn't believe what you do to save money and how you save money. And you know what really fascinated me, and I want you to explain it to my radio audience this morning, is how you save money on water. How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so I use a Brita, we use a filtering system, and what it is because we run a real estate company, we have a lot of guys that keep water on my truck all the time. So we keep a filter in our refrigerator all the time, and what I do is I literally refill those water bottles every day. We wash them, dishwash them, and then refill them every day. What most people don't realize, people grab gallons and gallons of water, and all of that stuff actually goes into recycling places and garbage. Like they said, you can wrap the world around 2.5 times with the amount of water we drink every year. What most people don't realize is that's a cost savings of about $2,000 a year, which is an awesome vacation, isn't it?
You can actually save that. When I saw the video and heard that, I said, what? $2,000 a year you can save by the method that you use, and all you do is when you buy a case, you were talking about, you know, when you travel, and then you just wash the bottles and reuse them, right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Right. Well, everything is about going green, isn't it? Everybody's about, you know, saving stuff out of landfills and doing all that stuff. So we're just helping the economy. Plus, we're saving money. And I love going on vacation, so why not just use some of the techniques that are in my book to save a lot of money? I mean, everybody's, the gas going up, Obamacare's going up, everything's going up, and we just got to be more frugal shoppers.
Where did you get all these ideas? How did this come to you, Tim?
Well, I own a very large real estate business, and one of the things that I started learning is that manufacturers were opening their doors to people like us. And what we did is what I started going around is I started pricing with a like red laser on my phone, and I started tracking all the companies. Well, I started going to big manufacturers that had cabinets, they had roofing materials, and I would buy a truckload at a time and literally be like half price, right? So I was literally just doing the same thing Lowe's does. Lowe's buys from the manufacturer, and they mark it up and sell it in box stores. But what most people don't realize, if you run a large real estate company or partner up with a bunch of people that do, you literally can save hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in buying the stuff that you do for your home every day. I buy furnaces for literally $400.
I was fascinated by something else, too. This book, the folks have got to pick up. I love to read, and I'm going to read this one. But what I was fascinated with, you mentioned in the video that I saw, Walmart's, and how Walmart says they will beat any price, no matter what the price is. And what?
Absolutely.
And in your book and in the video that I saw, you were talking about going to some of these other, you know, the real low price stores and photographing the prices and taking them into Walmart's to see if they would beat those prices.
Yes, it's my own personal video game, right? You know, men will do anything in the world to pick up a date, but they're embarrassed to ask for a discount. I don't get it. Because everywhere else in the world you go, every other country in the world haggles for everything. If you go to India, they literally haggle at the market. But we come here, we go to Walmart, we go to these stores, and they brag every day to us, hey, I beat everybody's everyday low price. Well, if that's true, then I'm going to beat them.
So tell me the experience that you had. I mean, you actually took the photographs, right?
Yep.
And you take them into the Walmarts, and did you get a deal?
Yes, sir. Every time. I'll do vacuums that way when I want to buy a new vacuum. I'll go to Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, because they all sell that stuff nowadays. I go to Sam's Club. A lot of times you can do it just by your computer. Go to Amazon, right? If you go to Amazon, they all sell that stuff. Or if you go to Walmart.com, a lot of times what most people don't realize, if you go to Walmart.com, it's usually 10 to 20% cheaper on their website than it is actually in their store.
You're kidding.
No, so there's huge savings, right? For example, a lot of times I'm looking for a Sharp vacuum at Lowe's, and all of a sudden Menards will have 11% coupon off. Well, I mean, I've already beat it. Well, I can take that price and take it back to Lowe's and say, hey, can you match this? And a lot of times Lowe's will even beat that price, right? Everybody's competing for business. The difference is, and I'm in and out of these stores all the time with my real estate business, so I have no problem, hey, researching a little bit to save the $30, $40, $50, $60.
Now, you just gave me another idea here, just listening to this. This is fascinating stuff, Tim. I commend you. I don't think I could do it, but I tell you, anybody with the guts to do this and the time, and you have a very successful real estate business, I know that. What about your employees that you have? Do they do the same thing? Are they taking a chip off the old block here?
Well, absolutely. So a lot of my guys, when they're remodeling their own houses, right, I became the Sam's Club for investors, right? I just started buying in bulk. For example, I buy 1,000 sheets of sheetrock at a time, right? It usually is $12 at Lowe's. I pick it up for 7.25. Well, my guys are always remodeling. So all they do is they come in and we get it. My guys will actually, for a buck a sheet, actually load it into a house. So literally I'm saving $4 for every sheet of sheetrock I do. And amongst cabinets and furnaces and everything. So what my guys do is actually save money on their own construction, which now makes my buying power a whole lot better.
Now, Tim, how long have you been doing this, and when did you get this idea?
I've had this idea for the last 15 years. I mean, no matter what you buy, anytime you buy at a certain dollar amount, well, the thing is I just started flipping house after house after house, and I just noticed it every time I walked in a place. So what I started to do, I went to the plumbing supply house here. I went over to another plumbing supply house. I looked at all their prices. And literally it became a video game for me. I'm almost like a haggle junkie, right? Because I have a formula that I always like cash, right? Cash is not cheap, is not a five-letter word. It's four. It means more cash in your pocket. And the more and more I realized how much savings were out there, I mean, Lowe's and all these other companies are doing it. Why couldn't I?
Boy, this
so
is
now
just...
I guess I sell a lot of my materials for 5 or 10% markup, and it's even cheaper than what they can already get it for, and I'm making money.
So you've got your employees tuned into this too then?
I have other RIA clubs tuned into it. I have other investors tuned into it. I'm tuning everybody into it because I think if we become smart shoppers like they do in the rest of the world, it's not that they're cheap, they're just being frugal. And I mean, if you can put more food on your table at the end of the day, literally by just doing a little bit of homework before you leave your house, you can save a lot of money.
Now, Tim, I'm talking to Tim Johnson, who has written a book, has a big real estate company, but he's written a book, How to Get Rich by Being Cheaper. And again, Tim, when you first started this, when you first started really getting into this, did people think... you know, what's wrong with this guy? Did anybody make comments like that?
Oh, people make comments all the time. And, that's why I said when they say, man, you're cheap. I said, no, I get to go on a lot of vacations. Because the problem is, and I even do that. I mean, if you go to thekingofcheap.com, which is my website, I mean, people can sign up for our newsletter. We're always sending out the latest and greatest ideas. I mean, there's always new apps that are selling stuff. There's always new apps saving money. I mean, I'm not the one doing it. I just love researching it because at the end of the day, if I can get the same product and I'm 50% cheaper than anybody else getting it, that's just more stuff I can go buy when I need it.
Well, this is the first time on the Brad Davis radio program I have ever had anybody like you with these ideas. Now, give me that website again so my audience can go to the website.
Yeah, it's kingofcheap.com.
kingofcheap.com
/offer if they want a copy of my book.
Oh, say, that's fabulous. I want to meet you one of these days, too. Where do you live?
Well, like I said, I'm going to be in Connecticut on Monday, and the way I understand, I'm supposed to be coming up to the radio station.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, look me up.
I absolutely will, and I'll bring you a book.
Okay,
and
thank
I'll
you.
I'll bring a few books you can give away to your audience.
That's fabulous. Thekingofcheap.com if you folks want to go to Tim's website. Tim, and we'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good, buddy. You have a great day, Brad.
You bet. You too.